Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Food. Everyone eats it, and unfortunately, we waste it too. The Natural Resources Defense Council finds 40% of the food produced in the U.S. goes uneaten at a time when 1 in 8 Americans can't put enough food on their tables. It also found Americans waste about 50% more food today than they did in the 1970s. So today, as part of our series Lab to Table, The Future of Our Food, we're speaking to WBUR reporter Andrea Shea about ways we can reduce food waste as we celebrate the holidays at gatherings which usually revolve around a meal. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So in preparation of our conversation, you asked me to take a photo of the interior of my refrigerator. Can I say I'm a little afraid to have you examine this?
It's actually pretty organized.
Well, it certainly got me thinking about what's in the leftover boxes, and I'm always hard-pressed to know what's inside them unless I look inside.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, our refrigerators, our freezers can be almost like food graveyards.
I imagine that's especially true of the fresh veggie drawers at the bottom of our refrigerators.
Sure, our wilty greens, what are you going to do with them? When I think about it, my food waste guilt just kind of goes through the roof.
Okay, so you're looking into how to reduce food waste, especially during the holidays when it's all about food.
Yes, I ended up going to a restaurant in Boston called May May.
Why'd you go there?
Well, I wanted to meet Irene Lee, who's the co-owner and chef there. She created a really practical blog called Food Waste Feast. There's recommendations and recipes, including a savory bread pudding she bakes with all sorts of leftovers. And when I went to the restaurant, she took me on this food waste tour of May May's prep and storage area in the restaurant's basement.
We realized that a lot of home cooks don't want to waste food, but they need some extra help, some more techniques and tricks, and a lot of those come from commercial kitchens. Item number one, in a restaurant, whenever we make something, we have to label it or else it disappears. So a great way to label everything is to use blue painter's tape and a Sharpie. And what we like to do is write the name of the item, the date that it was prepared, and then initials of the person who prepared it. Another technique we use is we put the oldest items in front of the newest items. We call that FIFO, or first in, first out, and it makes sure that nothing gets abandoned.
Are there ideas that pop into your head for people to reduce food waste while hosting a party or hosting that family meal, like before, during, after?
Yeah, absolutely. I always choose recipes with leftovers in mind and how long will they last. So instead of a green salad that's going to be wilted within a couple hours, I might do a cabbage salad that is more like a slaw. That'll be good for at least another day, if not longer. Anytime we cater a party, we make sure that we bring lots of little boxes for folks to take stuff home, especially if at your holiday party, you know, maybe there are a couple broke college students who would love to take some of those things home, and maybe they're too shy to ask even. If there are boxes out, then they sort of know, okay, you know, the host wants us to leave with these things and not saddle them with a refrigerator full of stuff that we were supposed to eat.
When you think about what people put on their table for the holidays, mm-hmm. What do you think are culprits that are kind of notorious that you'll end up with more than you would like after everything's over and done?
I think any vegetable. What I see a lot of is elaborate, beautiful vegetable dishes that maybe don't get as much love at the table as they should. But you can take those veggies and bake them into a bread pudding or incorporate them into a sandwich. There are lots of ways to use them that maybe we're not used to doing at home. In the freezer, I also recommend that people get file organizers or like pot lid organizers, something that, you know, if you have lots of bags of stuff, helps you keep them all upright so you can see what everything is. That's really helpful because I've had avalanches of frozen things tumble out at me many times.
I don't think that's ever happened to me, but you can sure see how that might happen, especially during the holidays.
You should have seen her freezer in the restaurant. Everything was vertically lined up, highly organized. And I mean, for a restaurant, it comes down to the bottom line.
These all seem like pretty useful and practical tips from Irene on reducing waste. In the big picture, explain why this is so important.
Well, Bob, it's really quite sobering, the amount of food waste we're talking about. One eye-popping estimate from the Natural Resources Defense Council, which has a Save the Food campaign, is 80 million tons of food go uneaten in the U.S. each year. That's $218 billion worth. Food waste takes up space in landfills, it emits greenhouse gases, but more than that, think about all the people in the U.S. who are food insecure and go without it.
A little while ago, Andrea, you mentioned Irene's food blog, Recipes for Leftovers, and you talked about a bread pudding, and I love bread pudding, so tell us about her savory bread pudding.
Well, Irene has created this dish that's incredibly versatile. She used some stale bread, a roll, a bagel, scraps of cheese that just go uneaten, parts of vegetables that people often throw away. And then she just kind of combined it all with some cream. It took about an hour to make. And it was really clever, but also really eye-opening.
So let me ask, as we close the door on our refrigerators, are there any other tips you want to give us?
Well, you might not want to close it, because one other tip would be a great New Year's resolution for a lot of us, which is to do a food waste audit of your own refrigerator over the course of a week. 1 week, just track how much food you throw away. One other thing is the Natural Resources Defense Council has this really great tool on their website. There's this dinner guesstimator, and you can plug in a bunch of variables, like how many people are attending your party, who's a small, average, or big eater, and it spits out recommended amounts of food to prepare.
Well, that would surely come in handy as we move toward the new year, especially with end-of-the-year parties.
Yeah, and you could see it as a gift to the planet for the holidays.
WBUR's Andrea Shea. Very nice way to think about it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You can find Andrea's list of 15 ways to reduce food waste for the holidays at WBUR.org, along with a video of Maymay co-owner and chef Irene Lee making her savory bread pudding from leftovers. I gotta say, my mouth is already watering. All the stories in our series, Lab to Table, The Future of Our Food, are there too.